If the light's finally coming on for this guy, Auburn's defense is going to be a problem.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Is Jared Smith finally emerging? We're going to talk about the importance of that and something Golish said in his press conference on Tuesday. The consistency. He preaches consistency and the consistency of Elijah Melendez has really caught his attention. And then we're going to talk about practice today. It's your last practice, your cleanup practice before A-Day, what to watch for, and things like that. But let's go ahead and jump into it. I went back and rewatched the press conference from Tuesday, just trying to pick out some nuggets here or there. And the whole entire quote around Jared Smith plus facial expressions really caught my eye when asked about players that are possibly taking a step forward. Golish says something to the tune of, "I hope he doesn't make me regret this," and with a very serious look on his face. "I hope he doesn't make me regret this, but Jared Smith has taken a huge step." And you can really feel that if you really think about everything that we've talked about around Jared Smith. It's almost like, man, things are going in such a good direction. I hope I don't jinx it. I need to knock on wood, or I need to, you know, hopefully I don't get in his head. But, man, the last several practices, Jared Smith has really come on. That's what I took from it, and I coupled that in with a lot of the information that we've gathered over the last several practices, going back into the last scrimmage when he's running out with the ones, and then the prior, you know, practices, you just don't hear anything about him. And I think that's how the camp started off. There was any list that you make that's like, who do I want to see in spring explode? Who do I want to see in spring take that next step? Jared Smith was going to be on 10 out of 10 lists. So when we're rocking and rolling through, you know, practice 3, 4, and 5, and man, you just don't hear anything. You don't hear anything about his name. You don't hear anything about any praise. You don't see him going like towards the top of the list, top of the order in drills. You're like, oh boy. If that's not the case, if he's not the guy, we're super nervous about pass rush. I mean, that's just dead honest truth. You hear the stuff about him going first in the scrimmage, and then you couple that into Golish being so concerned about potentially derailing it just by acknowledging how good he's been as of late. Just goes to show you how important that kid is, that guy is, to this defense, and how explosive and how he changes everything. There's some things you can't coach, okay? You can't coach size. You can't coach God-given athletic ability, okay? Those are things that Jared Smith has that no one else on the roster has. The length, the ability to bend at that size, the burst, like those are things he has, tools in the toolbox that nobody has. So when you put all those things together, it gives this defense an element that they maybe didn't even have last year. I think he has the potential to be that good. Look, we've all played, you know, if you played high school football, okay, and we can even think of some college players that we can remember at Auburn. There were those guys that you maybe didn't really trust out there as a every down player. But when you have, because for whatever reason, could be responsibilities, could be learning the playbook, could be a number of things. But you put in there at times when you could just say, go get the ball, and they just went in and made a play. Jared Smith, if you go back and actually follow his senior year, I don't know that he fully qualifies under that description, but he was not really a full-time player. He was kind of situational. It could have been due to injury, could have been due to some other things, but he would go in situations, and I can remember watching a game on ESPN, and I can't remember the opponent, but they hadn't played one of his high school games on ESPN. And I'm asking myself, why is he not out there every single play? And then when they put him in, he goes and he has a sack. He goes and he creates a tackle for loss. He goes and creates a big play. I think there was a play where he forced a fumble. He just has the ability to go get the ball. Like, you look at last year, he doesn't have a ton of stats. But you look at last year, and he goes in against Ball State in his, you know, one of his very first games ever, and has a sack. You know, his very first game. He goes to the very next game, South Alabama, has two tackles for loss, a sack, and a forced fumble. You're like, okay, that's South Alabama and Ball State. Well, then you put him in the Oklahoma game in a crucial moment, and he has a big tackle for loss. Didn't really play a ton after that, but, like, that's kind of the descriptor of what I'm talking about. A guy that has kind of had a career of just, like, you know, I'm a role player, but when I go in, I make something special happen. It kind of reminds me of Trey Blackmon, just at a different position. Remember, like, Trey Blackmon, for whatever reason, we could never get him on the field. Sometimes it was due to injury. I know he had that ankle sprain for a long time. But, like, you just put him in the game and, like, stuff happened. And you can sense that Golish, I'm not saying is thinking exactly like I am about Jared Smith, but you can see that he believes that Jared Smith has that same type of potential. But Jared could do it every play. Jared, if he takes that next step, he could be an every down guy that you can rely. Hey, you're going to have to drop back in coverage on this one. If we're going to, you know, disguise zone pressure and simulate pressure and things like that, you may have to drop out in coverage. And we've seen him do that in practice. Hey, this may not be a full on get to the quarterback. This may be a set the edge and you don't let anybody get outside of you here type play. Or responsibility. Those are the things that take Jared and this defense, to me, to the next level. I think everybody, especially if you listen to Zach, if you listen to a lot of folks, pass rush and the ends are one of the bigger, if any, concerns on the defensive side. Golish talked about the interior. He called them, what do you call them, a pain in the butt. They're good. The interior, they feel pretty good about it. It's that those guys on the edge that really make this defense go, being able to apply pressure, being able to funnel everything back inside, having those extra responsibilities. If Jared is truly emerging, if Jared it has sort of buckled down and is trying to become a complete player, you know, and not just sort of like a one-trick pony where I'm just a pass rusher, that defense unlocks a whole level that I don't think they've had even the last couple of years. Kieron Crawford, awesome. Love Kieron Crawford. Jalen McLeod, love Jalen McLeod, okay? Those guys had maybe a little bit more speed, maybe, but, like, they didn't have all the physical tools that Jared Smith has. So seeing Golish's face when he talked about that, and it's like, almost again, man, I hope I don't screw this up by saying this, but boy, it's exciting to watch Jared take a couple of steps forward. He's making big leaps. He's becoming a full-time, every-down player, and that's exciting. you could feel that when he had that quote, you could really feel the emotion behind that. So I find that really exciting. So looking forward to seeing him in the spring game, hoping that this trend, if we're trending up, if the chart's moving up with Jared Smith, we're in a really, really good spot. Golish's favorite word is consistency, I believe. He preaches that. It makes a ton of sense. And I think he has a sort of a poster child for consistency, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, buy Auburn. Go to buyauburn.com today. We're building a professional network. We got people signing up every day. Hey, look, if you're looking to buy a golf cart and you want to buy it from an Auburn graduate, an Auburn guy, hey, we got a golf cart dealer, the Cart Source in Dadeville. Hey, if you're over 40 and you're trying to figure out how to maybe get a little bit more healthy and you're looking at supplements and vitamins, hey, guess what? We have an Auburn-owned company that can do just that for you. Hey, you want to start an online company and you need a website? Hey, guess what? We have an Auburn-owned website designer. Go to buyauburn.com today. Check out all the Auburn businesses that we've added. And then, hey, if you want your business featured, it's less than $1 a day. Let's be the Auburn family. Let's do business with Auburn people. It's buyauburn.com. And if you need a good real estate, hey, I'm on there too. If you need a good real estate agent, and you want to work with an Auburn guy in the Auburn area, hit me up. It's KyleRush@KW.com. Would love to help you and your family buy, build, sell, invest. Doesn't matter. Got a couple of big closings from listeners this month. Super excited. Would love to help you and your family too. So hit me up and we'll find that house or sell that house for you. We'll be back right after this. Consistency is without a doubt what Alex Golish looks for to define what is a successful day. We want to be consistent from day to day in energy. Energy was a big one when talking to him on Tuesday. Effort, you know, I'm sure execution, consistency is big. When he talked about Brian Williams Jr., he was like, man, the highs are mega high. The lows are mega low. We got to get more consistent. Energy. Hey, energy level at times is really high. At other times, it's just average. When we're in the stadium, we need elite energy every single time we're in there. We really need elite energy every single time we step on a practice field, any kind of field. Consistency is something that he continuously preaches. And one guy he mentioned that said he is the most consistent dude day in and day out is Elijah Melendez. And going into his second year, we all saw what he could be last year. We saw the flashes of what he could be as he honestly kind of worked his way into becoming, you know, one of the go-to guys towards the end of the year. Can remember the big interception against Kentucky where, gosh, if he doesn't do that, I don't think Auburn even scores 3 points. Those are the kind of things that aren't coachable. Like, those are things that's like, that's just in you. It's just in you to have the pride enough to go out there every day like it's going to be your last day. And having that consistent energy and effort level, that's how teams become elite. And when you got it with a sophomore, a true sophomore guy that has carved out a role that could have gone a lot of different places, chose to stay here, and is cementing himself as a go-to guy on this defense. Xavier Atkins, awesome. Okay? All-American, fantastic. Has great energy in and of itself. You got to have more than one. And now, I don't even want to say Melendez is emerging because I feel like he's already arrived. You could see it again towards the end of last year. But not only to arrive, but now I'm sort of a poster child for how we should work day in and day out. If kids start to emulate that, if he is truly becoming that leader, and it's a lead by example and be a vocal leader, if that's the example that kids are striving to, that's a huge win. That's a huge win for that staff to keep that kid motivated, to keep him engaged. And, you know, I'm trying to give a lot of credit to the coaches for, quote unquote, keeping him engaged and keeping him locked in. But shoot, man, that sometimes that's just how people are wired. And this dude just seems like he's just wired to be ferocious, like every single day. Like, it's, I'm going out there with bad intentions, and I'm saying bad intentions tongue in cheek every single day. I'm going out there to, this could be my last practice. And that is what Golish, I mean, that's been the message all spring. That's been what he's trying to get these guys, that's the point that he's trying to get these guys to, is the consistent energy, the consistent effort, consistency, consistency, consistency. Yeah, man, we have the flashes. We can do the stuff good on occasion. But do we pat ourselves on the back too much when we have a, you know, a really good play? Or do we pout when we have a bad play? He hates bad body language and feeling sorry for yourself. Those were quotes that he mentioned as well. It's just being consistent no matter what. No matter the result, just being consistent across the board, and hearing that out of Elijah Melendez, one of your young studs, that's fun to hear. You got practice today. We'll be there. It's a little after 9 a.m. We'll go live again around 2 o'clock to kind of recap what we saw. A lot of people were sort of confused, or, you know, I don't want to say it was negative, but there was people that were like, why are we having two scrimmages in 1 week? That seems like a lot. There's a lot. I feel like there's a lot riding on A-Day for some reason. I feel like there's a lot riding particularly from an offensive standpoint, on the image you want out there for everybody. And honestly, there is no image, because there will be nothing televised, but the notes and all the reports, like, those are going to be out there. So having a scrimmage before A-Day, and then you get the practice in between to kind of clean it up, when you think about all that as a package, it makes a lot of sense. Hey, all right, we took some strides on offense, okay? Let's clean a few of those things up today so that we can put a really good product on the field on Saturday, because there's been some whispers, there's been some talk about the offense struggling, and I'm an offensive guy, and, you know, we brought all these kids from South Florida and all the whole offensive staff and so on and so forth. So we want to make sure that we're buttoned up as much as we possibly could be before we go into this A-Day scrimmage, you know, regardless of the format. You want to put a good product on the field. So it makes a little sense to have a cleanup practice in between before you hit that A-Day scrimmage. Do y'all agree with that? Do you feel like there's a good bit riding on this? I don't know exactly what I want to see, but I know what I don't want to see. You know, and I know what Auburn fans don't want to see, and that's just, you know, bogged down on offense, not being able to extend drives, not being able to run the ball. Because, again, it's just the same thing that we've experienced over the last several years, and it's going to, right or wrong, bring a lot of dread, I guess, leading into the season. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything as far as wins and losses go, but I just know it'll be – I know when you get into talking season, which is, you know, shortly after spring's over, I know how that's going to go. So kind of, I think it was smart to have a scrimmage, clean it up, get ready for A-Day. We're going to have the A-Day tailgate. So y'all make sure you come there. We're going to be on the campus green right there beside the student center. So the green space on the opposite side of the stadium of Neville Arena. So Neville Arena, go to the opposite side of the stadium, big green space. There's only a few tents that are going to be out there. We should be really easy to find. Already had a ton of people saying they're going to stop by, so that'll be a lot of fun. So y'all come say hello. We'll be there around 11. Kickoff's at 2. For some reason, I've been thinking it's at 1. It's actually at 2. So got plenty of time to hang out, have some fun before we go into the stadium. Then we'll come out and hang out a little bit after 2 if people desire. So look forward to seeing everybody there. Look forward to seeing these guys perform and see what we got. See what the work that we've done and what that yields when you have sort of like a game type atmosphere. So guys, really appreciate it. Don't forget to buy Auburn, and we're going to be back a little bit later today. So we'll talk very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
In the world full of podcasts.
That's so amateur hour. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.